Say it's a joy to be here tonight. I appreciate another opportunity to stand before you here at Mountain View, and I don't know tonight what we'll say or do, but I do pray that it might be a help unto you, not only to you but to me. And I stand in need of your prayer tonight. I do. I really do. I'll be honest with you. I have struggled ever since Randy asked us what to bring and what to come with, and I really don't know, to be honest with you, what we'll say. I got several places I feel like we could go, and I may have to just talk for a minute and maybe get ourselves out of the way and wait upon the Lord. And I don't know tonight. I really don't. It's been a while since we've stood, and it seems like it's like that sometimes, that it'll be a while and then all of a sudden you'll have appointment after appointment, and you just gotta keep studying and keep going. And I know, and I appreciate Randy having enough confidence in us to ask us, and I appreciate each one that's made an effort to be here tonight. I really do. And I don't have nothing new. I really don't. I just want to be able to mind the Lord. I'll be honest with you today. I've been thinking about just being a help to somebody, and I'm thankful for the scripture, the songs that's already been sung, and I appreciate them. I really do. And I'll be honest with you today that there is strength in the Lord today. There is. I found it to be so today. When I am in my lowest valley, I've found that there's strength in the Lord. I have. And you say, well, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like He's not even there. I'll be honest with you. I've felt that a time or two, that I felt like the Lord's not even there. But I'll be honest with you. I look back on those times in my life, and I see where He picked me up and He carried me, and the church just loved me. And the lowest point, I'll be honest with you tonight, I appreciate the Lord. I do. I appreciate having a firm foundation. I do. You don't know how good it is to have a firm foundation until you get a hold of the Lord tonight. I'll be honest with you. You don't. I really didn't know what I got when I got the Lord. I'll be honest with you. I didn't. I was little. I didn't know all that came with it. And I'll be honest with you. I've been doing it some about 20 years now, I guess, that I've been saved. And I'll be honest with you tonight. I still don't know fully what comes with the Lord. All I know is that He gets sweeter and sweeter each and every day tonight. I appreciate being here. I do. I'll try to settle down maybe and read to you for just a minute if I can today. But I don't know what we'll say. Like I said, I don't know. I feel like that I may read out of Ezekiel the 6th chapter, and we'll read there and maybe go over just a little bit. Maybe if that's correct, that I can find my spot. Like I said, there's many, many places we'd like to read tonight. But I don't feel that it'll be sufficient for this reading. But I'm going to start in the first verse of the 6th chapter of Ezekiel. And we'll probably read the whole entire chapter, if that'll be all right, tonight. But in the 6th chapter, it starts and it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face towards the mountains of Israel, and prophesy against them, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys. Behold, I will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places, and your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols, and I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones round about your altars, and all your dwelling places the city shall be laid waste.
waste, and the high places shall be desolate, and that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken, and seized, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished, and the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yet will I leave a remnant, that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations when ye shall be scattered through the countries. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whither they shall be carried captives, because I am broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and their eyes which go a-whoring after their idols. And they shall loathe themselves from the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. And they shall know that I am the Lord, that I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them. Thus saith the Lord God, smite with thine hand and stamp with thy foot, and say, alas for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by the famine and by the pestilence. He that is far off shall die of the pestilence, and he that is near shall fall by the sword, and he that remaineth is to be been saying shall die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my fury upon them. Then shall ye know that I am the Lord, and when their slain men shall be among their idols round about their altars upon every high hill, in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every thick oak, the place where they did offer sweet savor to all their idols. So will I stretch out my hand upon them, and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness, towards Diblath, in all their habitations, and they shall know that I am the Lord, that I am the Lord. And flipping over to Matthew, I don't know how this will tie together. I really don't. I thought maybe we'd go a different way, but as we were reading, the Lord said, go here. So we gonna follow him. I don't know. You're just gonna have to pray tonight. And I maybe in Matthew, the ninth chapter, starting about the 35th or 34th verse, we'll read there and read down to the bottom of the chapter. And it says, but the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And that's all we feel like reading right now. I don't know. I do desire your prayers tonight. I don't know what we'll say, maybe, or which way we'll go. And we may be strange to you. I don't know. Maybe we are tonight, but I don't know. The closest thing to our heart tonight, maybe if I can lay a little groundwork tonight there. There Jesus had done, performed miracles there, raised the maid from the dead. You know the stories. Healed the two blind men, told them not to go say anything. And they had went and ran and told everybody they come in contact with. But that's not what we want to stay around. Maybe if we had something, just something to stay around tonight, it it would be a little remnant tonight. That's what we have. And I don't know, maybe somebody's preached on it in the past. I'm sure they have tonight, but that's what's upon our heart. Just a little remnant. Jesus told them there, and his disciples told him, he told them there that the harvest was truly plenteous, but the labors are few tonight. But I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Over there in Ezekiel, he said, yet will I leave a remnant. Tonight, I'm thankful for the remnant tonight. Over there, I am. I'm thankful for the few that are still willing to work. Tonight, we need you tonight. We need you to work tonight. And I'll be honest with you today. The world may look bleak on the outside, but I'm going to be honest with you. There's a light on the inside tonight that gives me hope tonight. When the world is dark and seems so black, tonight there's a light from the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I believe it was in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. He told them, he said, I'll bring the prisoners out of prison, and I'll leave a light for the Gentiles tonight. Can I say, before I got born again, I was a Gentile looking for something to light my path tonight. And I'm thankful for the remnant that was there for me that night. Yeah, I am. I don't know. Tonight, this may not be a Wednesday night message. I don't know. It may not be. But this is what I got. Thank God for the remnant tonight. I am. I'm thankful for the remnant. I believe. Maybe if I can get over there in Romans, I believe it is. The 11th chapter. Over there it's talking about Israel. Over there. It says, even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. That was the ones that were going to be saved by grace this evening. That's where I was tonight. There was nothing in my life that could give me what grace gave me tonight. I'm thankful tonight for the remnant. Can I say tonight there's more? I believe it was Elisha. You pray tonight. I'll try to get my bearings straight. I believe it was Elisha over there, or Elijah one over there, that the Lord told him. He said, I got 7,000 that still ain't bowed a knee to Baal this evening. I'm thankful today that there's still some, Jeff, that'll get up and go with you today. I'm thankful for the true, the ones that have been born again, willing to work, willing to spread the gospel today, willing to shine their light. We need them today. We need the ones that are going astray. We need the ones that are lost and undone. Don't give up on them, church. You've got revival coming up this evening. They need the remnant that's left this evening. Yeah, they do. And I know what it was talking about over there in Ezekiel's day about the ones that were going to be spared from the destruction and from the wrath of God today. And I'll be honest with you today. But the Lord showed me when I was studying that, and it's been on my... I've studied that a long time ago, and he brought it back to remember it sitting right there tonight. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think it's going to go this way, but that'll be all right this evening. But the Lord showed me when I was studying that, he showed me the ones God, that were still in the way. He showed me some of the ones that had been through trials and tribulations in their life. It felt like the world was crumbling around them. But yet you never saw them sway to one side or the other. They just stayed the course. I'm thankful tonight for the ones before me tonight that's laid the path for me. That's trotted the way before me. Can I say I'm thankful for the ones behind me that are still going strong? I need the ones that are younger than me because I've got some of my own that are coming up and they need them just like I need you tonight. I'm thankful for the remnant. You go around and it seems like you go to a lot of different churches and maybe seems like some that you used to see have fallen by the wayside. Some have done gone on to be with the Lord this evening, but there's still some that I promise you, old Lamar Beeson said one time when he was over there, I ain't going to say another man's testimony, but this just come to me. Over there, he was pastoring Mount Hermon. This evening, they got low in number this evening, and he thought the Lord, I don't understand why we got to keep going this evening. And you know what the Lord come by and told him? He said, the lights are still on this evening. When the ones drive by and they see the lights still on, they know that there's still some hope tonight, whether they come in here or not. Your prayers, I promise you, are working. The Lord hears your prayers this evening. I've got family members I'd love to see in the church house. I've got daughters that I hope that they stay in the way, and I hope me and my wife can raise them in a way that would be pleasing unto God this evening. But you know what? There's times even me that I'm down and out, that I can come in Sunday after Sunday this evening and not feel nothing from the Lord, but yet there's still a little remnant that'll touch the throne room of grace for me this evening. They'll pray for me when I can't even pray for myself this evening. I don't know this evening. It may be strange. I don't know. Maybe you didn't come this way looking to hear me. Maybe you didn't know Brother Randy wasn't going to be here. I don't know. But that'll be all right too. This evening, I'm just thankful tonight that through the remnant today that there's still some hope. Can I tell you tonight that we need the laborers? And I know he was talking to them in that day of sheep having no shepherd. You know, he referred to that several times even in the Old Testament about them going astray, about them being a sheep having no shepherd. I believe he told Israel, he said, how oft have I gathered you together as a hen does her chick this evening. I'm going to be honest with you today. You better be thankful for the ones that are still going strong this evening. We can be at odds with one another, but I'm going to be honest with you. No matter what our differences are today, I'm still thankful for you and that you're a part of the ones that are still going tonight. I am. I really am. I don't know tonight. I'm thankful. You know what I've heard all my life? I've heard a lot of doom and gloom. I really have. Tonight I have. You listen to anybody, they'll be like, well, this is going on and that is going on. Lord, the world's just so bad all the way around. You know what? And that's all right. You can focus on out there if you want to. But when I come inside the church house and I'm on my job and the Lord comes by my way and he wakes me up of a morning, it lets me know that the world really ain't that bad this evening. I'm thankful today that the Lord's light will shine so bright that it'll take away all the darkness today. It will. I don't know tonight. I don't know your heart. I really don't. And this ain't, I don't guess, a shouting message. I guess it could be today. It could be a shouting message today. I could shout just knowing that I'm a part of the remnant today. I'm a without the remnant, could you realize tonight? Without the remnant, none of us would be here today. Through the remnant, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it allowed us to attain salvation today. It did. I don't know. I don't know today. All I know is that the Lord said in Matthew 9 it was talked about in Romans, I should say, about the remnant being saved by grace this evening. We sing Amazing Grace today, and I don't know, and I'm about done. I don't feel like I'll keep you much longer. I don't feel like tonight, don't feel like I will. I really don't. But I'll be honest with you tonight. We sing that song, Amazing Grace, this evening. And I'm going to be honest with you. His grace truly is amazing. It is. If I can find it real quick, I don't even know if I can this evening, but I want to read this to you if I can. Lord, being my helper tonight, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate His grace. I appreciate His love this evening. But it says here, it says, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Tonight, I'm thankful tonight, through His grace, there's still hope. Tonight, thanks be unto God. Tonight, I really could. I could shout, I guess, if I really wanted to. And I don't know, maybe it's just me tonight. But thanks be unto God, there's still a remnant. There's still some grace tonight that me and you can grab a hold of. Tonight, it taught my heart to fear. But not only did it teach it to fear, but it relieved it tonight, this evening. And it was there the first hour, I believe, this evening. I don't know if you can explain grace. They got that song out there that talks about the boy going to his father, and his father, he asking his father, can you explain grace? And I'm going to be honest with you tonight, you can't put grace into words, because both the times they went and asked, you know what they told them about? They told them about salvation this evening. They did. Amen. Thanks be unto God tonight. There's some grace for me and you tonight through the salvation of Jesus Christ tonight. Because of the remnant tonight. Thanks be unto God for the remnant tonight. That's all I can say. Thank you, Lord. Lord. I'll be honest with you tonight. I've never really, we were at New Hope Baptist Church when the Lord got a hold of me about that song, about Amazing Grace. You know, I've sung it my whole life. The words just come right off the tongue. Just as soon as the piano starts playing, I can sing you every word tonight. But the Lord got a hold of me in that second verse, and it ain't ever left me. And every time I hear that song, I think about what the Lord showed me about grace this evening. I'm thankful tonight For grace, ain't you tonight? Ain't you glad that even when you left the Lord, that He never left you this evening? I've left Him a time or two, but yet there's still some that prayed for me. There's still there's a song out there called I Don't Know This Evening. It's been there's been a few times. There's been a few times this evening. I'll be honest with you, there have. There's been a few times. That's all I can say. Have you ever had those few times in your life where you felt like you can't pray through? I felt like the Lord ain't ever heard you. I felt like He ain't going to answer your prayers. This evening, you just keep praying. There's been a few times. I'll be honest with you. We've said it a time or two, joking around. But this is God's honest truth. There's been some times that I've had to pray just so that I could pray this evening. There has. But you know what? When I give it to the church, thanks be unto God, she helps me when I'm in need this evening. She'll help you too. But she can't help something that she don't know this evening. The Lord already knows, but the church wants to help you tonight. There's still a remnant tonight. I know that it said the laborers were few, and we look around and maybe we think they are, but I'm going to be honest with you, it depends on how you look at it and how big your number is this evening. I'll be honest with you, if you're comparing us to 300, why, we mighty big, but you comparing us to 15,000, well, we might be mighty small, and that'll be alright. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a kid song out there that says God does a lot with a little. This evening, and I'm thankful for the little. This evening, yeah, I am. I'm thankful that that when I come in the church house, I don't know who's on my right and my left. I'm thankful tonight that I know them, and I've been in contact with them. I've been in service with them. And you know what? If I ain't ever been in service with them, I believe the Lord will yoke us up if they've got the same spirit this evening. But I'll be honest with you tonight. I'm just thankful for the little, for the remnant tonight. He doesn't ever call out how many there in the remnant. He just says there'll be a remnant. And I believe there'll always be a remnant. There'll always be somebody to carry on God's word. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But that's what I believe, that there'll always be somebody. Why not you tonight? Why not you carrying it on tonight? I love you tonight. It may have been strange. It may have been backwards. I don't know. Maybe you didn't get nothing out of it. I don't know this evening, but I love you tonight. I really do. Y'all come and get a verse of some song or close out how you see fit. I feel like my part's done, but I love you tonight. I appreciate your prayers. I do. Just a remnant tonight. He ain't ever been a part of something. Won't you come be a part of it this evening? But I'm thankful I'm a part of it tonight. I really am. I'll turn it back over to Brother Jeff at this time.